Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show that lets you take control of your health by giving you the information you need so that you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. And with special top guests at 3:30 and 5:30, the top guest today, Dr. Sanjeev Chopra. Yes, he's Deepak Chopra's brother, but he is a superb physician on his own right. He's professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, and for 12 years he was the faculty dean for continuing education. That's what we teach the people who graduate and come back for courses at Harvard Medical School. So, superb physician. He has written a book, stimulating book, called The Big Five by Sanjeev, S-A-N-J-I-V, Chopra, C-H-O-P-R-A. We'll talk about what are the Big Five. I'll give you a hint. There's some of my favorites, too, such as coffee is one of those Big Five that you can do. Five simple things you can do to live a longer, healthier life. That's at the bottom of this first hour and at 5:30. Saturday, 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock, full shows. And in the second hour, of course, we have my favorite segment, What's Toxic, What's Not, with Gary Ginsberg. We're going to talk about data from a protein is secreted by muscles that may improve, that does improve your memory. Is this the secret? Should we all be taking this protein? We'll come back to that in a few seconds. And, interesting story, do only men under 60 talk about growing old? The Adomegas, smoking damages your sperm, but DHA omega-3 repairs them. The Adomega segment, also, we have a second one, how breath can help your doctors diagnose the difference between fungi, bacteria, cancer, and viruses. Yes, you're going to be breathing into your cell phone, and it will tell you what's the likely diagnosis. Amazing. Americans drinking less soda and long work hours. You heard at the top of the hour, the news of the hour, one of those stories. Do long work hours make you younger or older? Well, they make women older. Is that because they have all that caregiving responsibility and thus they're stressed by it? We don't know the answer, but we'll give you the story and the data so that maybe you can take your best guess. Not many calories, but maybe much back benefit from standing desks. That is, sitting versus standing. Standing doesn't do much in a calorie consumption, or maybe health mode. So the only thing we're left with on the benefits of standing versus sitting at your desk now, maybe that it improves your back posture and your function long term. But we don't even have that data. So, treadmill desk, go treadmill. We'll come back to that story. And the Big Five, I told you, Sanjeev Chopra, that's Deepak's brother, five simple things you can do to live a longer life. These are five things. I'll give you the hint. Yes, coffee's in there, and physical activity's in there. But the other three, I'm going to make you come back at the bottom of the hour. Before we get there, I want to talk about this study about the protein secreted by muscles may improve memory and stimulate brain cell growth. We know that if you do cardiovascular exercise, it seems that is walking or even weightlifting, and you're starting to lose your memory center, your hippocampus, it creates new connections and it grows the hippocampus, your memory center, larger. Your memory gets about 6 years younger in just 3 months by doing cardiovascular exercise. So you want to keep doing that. It stays that 6 years younger. But the study by Dr. Von Praeg at the National Institute of Health, that is at National Institute of Health, one of the divisions, the National Institute on Aging, scientist Henriette Von Praeg and colleagues discovered increased blood levels of a protein called cathepsin B. You're going to hear more about it. it's secreted by muscle during exercise. We thought it might go through brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor. The good news about this is a small protein that if this really works, all of us could take it. We wouldn't even have to exercise. You could take it and maybe get the benefits. We don't know that yet. So they found evidence that in mice, yes, not only mice, but also they repeated it in monkeys and now in humans, that capsaicin B was causing the growth of new cells and connections in the hippocampus, the area of the brain that's central to memory. Now, the study yielded, as I said, similar results on monkeys and humans. It didn't fully explain this growth, but it appears that these two key nerve growth factors are stimulated by capsaicin. So capsaicin, which comes from the muscle, stimulates the pluripotent stem cells, your own cells, to create brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor and double cortin. Now, you don't have to remember those. All you have to do is know that exercise does it, and maybe we'll have something that causes the same benefits that exercise by giving, because we never knew how exercise stimulated brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor. It appears is the missing link, the key link to be able to restore memory. There are a bunch of things that do restore memory. We talked about them several weeks ago. I should remind you, if you will, what I think are the most important. It is managing stress, doing that intense physical activity. Maybe you only need 1 minute of intense exercise. That is 20 seconds three times in a 10-minute period. So 2 minute warm-up, 20 second intense, 2 minutes, 20, cool down, but not going all the way, then 20 seconds intense, then 2 minutes of lower intensity activity, 20 minutes intense, so that's 1 minute, 22-minute then, or actually a 3-minute cool down is the way they did it, and they seemed to get the same hippocampal growth benefit as the people who did 20 minutes three times a week or the people who did 30 minutes every day. So we don't know fully the dose response curve, that is what dose you really need, but it appears that either 1 minute three times a week in this 10-minute format of 2 minutes intense, 2 minutes warm-up, 20 seconds intense, 2 minutes of regular, 20 seconds intense, etc., or the 20 minutes three times a week of cardiovascular seems to do it. And this capsaicin B may be the missing link. The good news, once you find the link, then you could be able to get it to you to help you have it. We're going to do one more quick story before the break. That is on smoking. This is a study that looked at smoking and sperm function. So we know that the smokers have a tougher time getting pregnant. So this was a study looking at smokers and at their sperm. And what they found was there was a defect in the little area at the end of the sperm that penetrates the ovum. That is, they had a larger percentage, smokers did, of non-intact, these non-intact pins at the end that penetrate the egg. That's how the sperm gets into the egg. And the good news is DHA omega-3, one, quitting seemed to improve things in 6 months, so quit before you get pregnant. You shouldn't be smoking anyway. But the other thing is use DHA omega-3. DHA omega-3, 900 milligrams, not only improves memory, improves sperm. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Are listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Know twice every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m. on Radio MD. each week we discuss for you to take control of you health. Plus top guests at 3:30 and 5:30. The top environmental reports that affect your health with What's Toxic, What's Not with Gary Ginsberg at 4:17. And the top medical news of the week now on 34 terrestrial stations, twice on RadioMD.com every Saturday. Get us by going to RadioMD.com or, of course, find your local station. Ask your local station to cover us if they don't. And if they only have 1 hour, you can listen to the other hour on RadioMD. If they have both hours and you're on vacation out of the station area, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. You can sign up for the news notes, for the notes about the show, so you can get all the backup on the stories by just sending me an email at udocs@gmail.com. udocs@gmail.com. You can call us, 844-305-7800. Check the number, will you, and make sure I'm right on that number. Engineer, it is correct. Thank you. 844-305-7800. At the bottom of the hour, the big five. Five simple things you can do to live a longer, healthier life with Dr. Sanjeev Chopra. And in the next hour, I'll talk to you, an hour later, about my big 12. That is, this book motivated me to think about what the most important things were. These are really five simple things. So Dr. Chopra, he's Dr. Deeprak's brother, has come up with a great book, great ideas, great summaries, and wonderful science he writes about in the Big Five. Five simple things you can do to live a longer, healthier life with Dr. Sanjeev Chopra, just about 10 minutes away from us now. But I'm going to talk to you about another article that this was interesting. This was written by a guy who's 85, and he was on his treadmill in the local gym, and it reminded him that he's not only running on, he's trying to get younger by running, and he is making his body younger. That is, on his treadmill, they had the Real Age program and showed him that by doing the four components of physical activity that make you younger, he was getting 8.1 years younger, so he wasn't really 85. He was closer to 77 just from that activity alone that he did regularly. And so he said, I should talk to other men my age about it. And he started trying to talk to people about health and the importance of it for people over the age of 70, that is between 70 and 90. And what did he find? He found that most men his age didn't want to talk about aging and what they can do about it. They wanted to talk about the attempts he made to discuss aging were met with jokes about the alternative. And with few exceptions, those he spoke to regarded feelings as something to be endured, not discussed. But his surprise was that when he started talking to men between 50 and 60, they were incredibly happy and wanted to talk about it, wanted to learn how to stay young, wanted to learn some important things. So the point is, you can learn this at any age. You don't have to be 60 or younger than 60 to take charge of your health at any age. So in the Jerusalem Aging Study, they started with men 77 to 80 out of shape and hadn't done. Now, that's not a little bit. This is a big number. 85% reduction in their death rate over the next 18 years. That's an amazing data, 85% reduction. So that's a very important thing. You should talk about it at all ages and figure out what you can do to stay younger. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Sanjeev Chopra about the Big Five. Now, you know one of those Big Five easy things. There are five simple things you can do to live a longer, healthier life. is in fact drinking coffee. And the more cups of coffee, the better, the younger you get. And you come back, we will have to interview him. The other four are, other than coffee. And this was written not by a guy who lives in Seattle or near Starbucks, but written by Dr. Sanjeev Chopra, who lives in Boston. He is a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, and while the name implies the CV of that distinguished institution implies that he should know what he's talking about, it is true, he does know what he's talking about. And at the bottom of the hour, actually in the next hour, we're going to talk about my 12 top things that I would do, and they do, five of them do overlap with Dr. Chopra. He came up with them and decided this, and I got motivated by doing it. He came up with coffee. We'll find out whether he includes exercise or vitamin D or meditation and what the fifth one is. I'll tell you my big 12, which, yes, do include a Mediterranean diet, avoiding SSS, that is simple sugars, added syrups, saturated fats, stripped carbs, and trans fat. We're going to talk about avoiding tobacco, BPA, and BPS, and other toxins, and why you want to do that. But we're going to find out the top five in an hour at 17 after the next hour. We're going to listen to Gary Ginsberg talk to us about the popcorn lung chemical diacetyl is found as a flavoring agent in, guess what, many e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes have a toxin as a flavoring agent. We're also going to talk about the risks of pregnancy when you travel, and I'm not talking about Zika, I'm talking about the other ones. And then where you get ozone from, and why small increases put us at risk, and where your life matters, that is, how good is just treating hypertension. We're going to get all that from Dr. Gary Ginsberg in the next hour. In coming up in 3 minutes, Dr. Sanjeev Chopra is going to talk to us, and he's a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School for 12 years. He was the faculty dean for continuing education at Harvard. He's also a best-selling author, sought-after motivational speaker, has published 7 books, and has over 100 publications, that is peer-reviewed publications, which we call scientific publications, which are really important to tell the quality of the person to his name. We'll talk to Dr. Sanjeev Chopra whether everyone can have coffee or whether it's just for those, like I used to say, who are fast metabolizers, but has found something different. What's the importance or relative importance of exercise to meditation? What's the importance of exercise or meditation to coffee? We'll find out all those things from Dr. Chopra. He has written this wonderful book, simple, easy to understand, easy to implement, the big five simple things you can do to live a longer, healthier life. And you don't have to do all five of them. You pick the ones you want to do. So I was really surprised by that article about growing old. That is, that people over the age of 70, in that reporter's experience, even those in a gym, didn't want to talk about the risks of aging or what happens with aging or how to prevent it. It was only the people who were under the age of 60 who wanted to do that. I'm going to have to look at our real age. As you can tell, I just had a gulp of coffee because it is something that Dr. Sanjeev Chopra will talk about. Chopra, the big five, coming up right after these important messages. Stay tuned, and we will help you stay well on this program that helps you understand how to take control of you and your family's health. We'll be right back.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show that lets you take control of your health so that you can live at the top of your curve and you can teach your family how to do so too. And we have a great guest for you right now, Dr. Sanjeev Chopra, who has been at Harvard Medical School for about 35 years and is a professor of medicine there and ran, and that's where I met him, and he reminded me in front of a crowd of about 4,000 people that he ran the continuing education series for Harvard and runs it, and I don't know if you still do, but it is The Big Five, a wonderfully written book about five simple things you can do to live a longer, healthier life. Dr. Chopra, thanks for coming on.
Dr. Roizen, delighted to be on your show and to reacquaint with you. You gave an outstanding keynote.
Thank you very much. Let me ask you about coffee, because at one point your brother, Deepak, was in fact saying we shouldn't have coffee, we should de-stress by staying away from it. But you're saying it's one of those simple things, and I'm on your side on this, so you've got a friendly audience, at least locally, that says, in fact, coffee is one of those things, at least for fast metabolizers, which is the vast majority of us, that decreases our risks of a whole bunch of things, including diabetes and liver problems and, in fact, some of the cancers.
Yeah.
What's
so, you
the difference? Do you argue with your brother?
You know, I love my brother a lot. We're very close, but every now and then I have to correct him. And he takes it in good stride. We actually wrote our autobiography together 2 years ago, and it's called Brotherhood, Dharma, Destiny, and the American Dream. And he wrote 12 chapters. I wrote 12 chapters. We're in touch all the time. He actually is the one who introduced me to the first Starbucks in San Diego. And this is about, you know, 35 years ago, 30 years ago. And I know for a fact that he drinks coffee. So I was intrigued.
I'm good.
Yeah, I was intrigued. You know, as you know, I'm a liver specialist. And about 25 years ago, an article appeared and it said coffee drinkers have low liver enzymes. So when people go to see their primary care physician once a year, they do a battery of blood tests, and amongst them are liver enzymes. It caught my attention, but then the studies came out and it said people who drink 2 cups of regular coffee have a 50% reduction in hospitalization and mortality from chronic liver disease. And by many good estimates, 1 billion people in the world have chronic liver disease. Then studies came out that not only does it lower the risk of hospitalization and mortality, that 2 cups of regular coffee confers a 40% protection reduction in primary liver cancer. And primary liver cancer is now the third leading cause of cancer mortality in the world. And then articles came out that said it lowers the risk of metastatic prostate cancer, colon cancer, endometrial cancer, skin cancer, type 2 diabetes, gout, Parkinsonism, cognitive decline. And finally, about 2.5-3 years ago in the New England Journal of Medicine, an article, and it said coffee drinkers, men and women, have lower total and cause-specific mortality. That day, I got about 120 emails saying, Sanjeev, you've talked about coffee and its health benefits in your liver talks. You are finally vindicated.
No, it is wonderful. So now, people always ask, and we've got a question already on the email line. People can call in and ask us questions.
Sure,
at 844-305-7800. But on the email line, we have a question saying, does it have to be regular? Can it be decaffeinated?
Very good question. So all the benefits I just mentioned are seen with both regular and decaf, except for cirrhosis of the liver. It appears to be regular. So it's not the caffeine, because Coca-Cola doesn't confer that protection. Tea does not confer any of these protective effects, even though it's rich in antioxidants. And there are constituents in coffee like caviol, cafestol, chlorogenic acid. Chlorogenic acid is one of the richest antioxidants. And caviol and cafestol, if in the lab I produce liver injury, giving this animal a very severe toxin, and now I repeat the instrument and I pre-treat the animal with caviol or cafestol, it abrogates the injury. Coffee is now the number one beverage consumed in the world. More than 2.25 billion cups of coffee are consumed each day.
Now, I'm going to come back to coffee in a few minutes, but I want to make sure we get the rest. And by the way, if you want to find out more about Dr. Sanjeev Chopra and his book, you can go to Sanjeev Chopra, SanjeevChopra.com, and find out more. You can get the book at Amazon, The Big Five. Now, let's go to the other of the Big Five, and then we'll come back to, hopefully we'll have enough time to come back to coffee, because there are questions about, since we talk about coffee and Parkinson's disease, there are questions about that as well in the email line. But let me go and ask you about the number two choice. So these are really five easy choices to help make you younger. And the next one is one you said, and I love it, is in the introduction you said, take a walk on a sunny day to a Starbucks, and as you're getting there, well, I'm going to let you tell what you're getting
that
when you're walking to the Starbucks.
Yeah. So that's a way to remember the Big Five. So it's coffee, exercise, vitamin D, nuts, and meditation. And the easy way to remember is on a good sunny day, don't put sunblock. Go for a brisk walk to your favorite Java shop. And now you've already got the benefit of coffee, exercise, and vitamin D. Don't go nuts remembering this. And before you go, meditate. And there's an ancient saying, you should meditate once a day. And if you don't have time to do that, you should meditate twice a day.
Isn't that great? Okay, so the second one I wanted to get to was vitamin D, which is what you get from the sun. But as we get older, we don't get as good conversion of the inactive to active vitamin D. So even in the elderly who get out in the sun, we often have to get some in another way. How should they get it, or is your prescription that we should always get it from the sun?
Yeah, so it's turning out that, as you know, vitamin D, we've known for a while, is not a vitamin, it's a hormone, but we call it vitamin D, and the skin makes vitamin D1 when we're exposed to the sun, then the liver converts it into D2, and the kidney converts it into D3, and that's the active ingredient. And our skin doctors, and I give them credit, have done a very good job telling us to put sunblock. Most of the dermatologists at Harvard Medical School, teaching-affiliated hospitals, now also give them a prescription for vitamin D3. And they're young kids playing soccer in Florida who are turning out to be vitamin D deficient because they're putting sunblock. So my refrain is, get one blood level done once. You know, go primary care doctors are now starting to do this. Vitamin D3 level. And sometimes you'll be astounded. Not only are you deficient, I recently had a cardiologist colleague, and we were traveling to Singapore to teach, and the other two colleagues and I were taking vitamin D, and he said he wasn't. And I said, do me a favor, when you come back, get a blood level checked. And 2 weeks later, he pages me. And he says, Sanjeev, guess what my level was? And I said, 5, 7, very low. He says, 0, undetectable. So he's working hard in the hospital. He goes to the beach once in a while, puts sunblock. He's dark complexion. Dark complexion people absorb less vitamin D from the sun. So we are actually in the midst of an epidemic of vitamin D deficiency.
And when we come back, Sanjeev, we're going to talk about the other three. And I want to get to a few more questions about coffee. But in the meantime, we'll listen to these important messages and come back to hear more from Dr. Sanjeev Chopra, SanjeevChopra.com, The Big Five.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And I've been talking with Sanjeev Chopra, C-H-O-P-R-A. You're right, that's Deepak's brother. Sanjeev is S-A-N-J-I-V-C-H-O-P-R-A. And if you put a .com after it, you can find out much more about The Big Five. It's a great book. I've been talking to him during the break because he and I see things so similarly. And we've been talking, initially we talked about coffee, and then we talked about vitamin D, the need to get your level checked, because none of us know where our level is, and then to get whatever supplements are needed. And Sanjeev, where do you, what level do you shoot for, and why do you shoot for that level?
Yeah, so, you know, if there's a level of 20 to 60, say, in that particular lab that is normal, it turns out, and there's a study to prove this, that people with high normal levels, so they're not above normal, but high normal levels live longer. And vitamin D is not only good for our bones, we sort of all know that, it's good for muscles, it's good for the immune system. There's a low risk of multiple sclerosis. People who have multiple sclerosis, a study came out 3 or 4 weeks ago, I tweeted about it, that if they take high doses of vitamin D, that they have less relapse. And there is going to be a randomized study, and it's going to be done at Harvard. It's NIH-funded. It's going to include 21,000 individuals, $20 million study, and it's going to be vitamin D, I hope they pick the right dose, versus fish oil versus placebo. That'll take many, many years to come out. For the time being, I say go get a vitamin D level checked. Even if you're sufficient, it's normal, take 2,000 to 4,000 international units a day. Milk won't give you enough, you know? And regular vitamins may have 200 units.
Yeah, so I do the same thing. I try and shoot for levels of 50 to 80 with my own patients.
Perfect.
And in myself.
Yeah, perfect.
But certainly a level above 35.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree with you. And if you're deficient, then the person needs 50,000 international units once a week, usually for 3 months, and then their levels come up to normal, and then they should take supplemental to the tune of 4,000 international units a day. There are a couple of conditions, sarcoidosis and hyperparathyroidism. And one has to be careful about taking vitamin D. So it's always good to check with your primary care doctor.
Now I'm going to go to, I think we all know exercise. Hopefully we'll get to that in a second. But nuts and the other one. Go ahead to nuts.
Yeah. So nuts, you know, were considered food for the gods by the ancient Greeks and by the Romans. And I remember when I was young, growing up in India, my grandparents every morning fed us almonds. And all four of my grandparents lived into their 90s. Now, I don't know if it was the almonds. But then we were taught in medical school, and, you know, I think we're taught nutrition very poorly, that, oh, nuts have a lot of calories, be careful. But now all the studies are coming out that nuts lower LDL, the bad cholesterol, nuts lower the risk of prostate cancer, you know, nuts lower the risk of heart disease. And then a study appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine, premier medical journal, this is about 2 years ago, it said consuming nuts, and that includes pine nuts, cashew nuts, almonds, walnuts, but also the lowly nut, which is not a nut, the peanut, a legume, said people who consume nuts 4 or 5 times a week, compared to people who don't eat nuts, everything else being equal, live longer, lower mortality. And it also said, and I sort of hesitate to share this, but it also said, even if those individuals do not exercise and are overweight. So each pistachio, I love pistachios, is only 4 calories. You have to break the shell. If I have 25 of those, and if I eat them 30 minutes before lunch or dinner, I'm satiated. It turns out I actually eat less lunch or dinner. And I've gotten 100 calories, less than a Coca-Cola.
No, that's exactly right. So I do the same thing with walnuts, because walnuts are the only nut with a lot of omega-3 in them.
Yeah, very good point.
And they do decrease your appetite, as you said, satiating. Yeah. You need it 30 minutes before. And I remember my parents always used to have a bowl of nuts and have some nuts 30 minutes before dinner. So
yeah.
We weren't smart enough as kids to share them with our parents, but yeah. The parents yeah. had them.
I carry nuts in the car. I have some in the office. And at home, it's always lying on the kitchen table.
Me also.
Yeah.
So we know about exercise. So the fifth one is meditation. And you said if you don't have time to meditate once a day, you should do it twice a day.
Yeah,
tell
that means you really, really need
what
it.
The
yeah.
are.
So I've been practicing meditation now for about 35, 36 years. I was a total skeptic. My brother started, his wife, then my wife, and then I was the last one about a month later. And subjectively, you feel great. You have experienced happiness and bliss. You're more creative. You have better social interaction. You're more fluent when you're speaking. And that's all good. But the objective data is emerging now. The science is catching up. And one of the most amazing things is a wonderful discovery by Elizabeth Blackburn, an Australian scientist who's now working in California. And some 7-8 years ago, she got the Nobel Prize in Medicine or Physiology for discovering telomeres and telomerase, the enzyme. Yeah, so at the end of our shoelaces, we have a piece of plastic. At the end of our chromosomes, we have telomeres. And that's related to cellular aging, the length of the telomeres. So who has shortened telomeres? Mothers of chronically disabled children, caregivers of people with dementia. And it may relate to 10 years of lower lifespan. And who has longer telomeres? People who exercise, people on the Mediterranean diet, and people who do meditation. So it's really
and
remarkable.
Let me tell you, you can find out. I'm going to, because of time, Dr. Chopra, I'm going to take the prerogative of saying this is all well written in an incredibly entertaining fashion in the Big Five. So if I was going to say one book you should get on health, and we review book after book after book on the show week after week, my favorite book right now, there's no question to it, is The Big Five. And that's saying a lot, because I've probably we've been on, 15 years? So probably 50 books, probably we've reviewed between the one and two sessions, more than 100 books on the show. No, more than 15 years, more than 1,000 books on the show. And of all the books I've read, this one is simple to follow, clear, written concisely, fun. It's only 208 what I would call easy-to-read pages. It really is easy to read. It's brilliantly written. And five simple things you can do to live a longer, healthier life. Dr. Sanjeev Chopra. Go to sanjeevchopra.com. It is wonderful. So, Dr. Chopra, I want to really appreciate one you doing this. Big Five, coffee, nuts, exercise, meditation, and vitamin D.